This next track was also recorded by Bing Crosby, but it's sung here for us by Kevin Prendergast. And what did we have? We had Galway Bay and How Are Things in Glacomora. They were also recorded by Bing Crosby because I think shortly after World War II, as I mentioned earlier, he produced quite a number of 78s of Irish songs catering for the Irish-American market, and they sold remarkably well and have been put together on an album. I'm going to have a look for that album for next week's programme because I'm sure I have it somewhere. Anyway, enough of my prattle. Here's Kevin Prendergast.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, I always claim it my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, my heart goes back there daily, to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I'll meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a calling sweeter where the river Shannon flows. For no letter I'll be mailing, for soon I will be sailing, and I'll place the ship that takes me to my dear old Mary's shore. Then I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sod never, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take my name as Thor. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, my little Irish rose. And the moment that I'll meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a calling sweeter where the river Shannon flows.
When I was a young lad, that's a long time ago, I must have been about 9 or 10 at the time, and my sister Sue, who's 2 years older than I was, well, she was always a great inspiration to me and a great help and a great guide and a great friend and a great mentor. And one day she said to me, we're going to the movies. Well, to be honest, she didn't say movies, because they didn't say movies, they say films, but today they say movies. We're going to see a wonderful film called The Blue Lagoon. It stars Gene Simmons and some other guy whose name escapes me for the moment. She told me the story of the shipwreck and all that sort of thing, but she said there's a guy in it, called an Irish guy, called Noel Purcell. That was the actor. And he was playing the part of a character called Paddy Buttons. Paddy Buttons was part of the ship that got wrecked. He was part of the crew of the ship that got wrecked. And he always sang a particular song. And my sister Sue taught me that song. And we used to sing it together regularly as we grew up. And whenever we heard it on the radio, we'd say, remember the time we went to see the Blue Lagoon in our local cinema. I had the good fortune a good few years later to meet Noel Purcell, and he was delighted. I was providing the music at a venue, at a restaurant, not too far from where I live at the time, and he came in with his friends for dinner. And he came over, and I was delighted to be able to say to him, when I was a very young boy and the Blue Lagoon and all that sort of thing, and I sang this song for him, and he was thrilled. And he came in a couple of times afterwards, and he always asked me to sing it. This is a song that was written by Percy French, a prolific Irish songwriter of the early 1900s, I think. But we'll talk about Percy French on another programme. But here, Louise Morrissey is going to sing this song for us. And there actually is a place in County Cavan called Bally James Duff. The story goes that the local council in Bally James Duff challenged Percy French to write a song about the town. And he said, yes, okay, no problem. But they said, there is a but. And he said, what's that? He said, but you must mention the name of the town in the song. And he said, right, I'll do just that. And this is the finished article. And just to let you know, it's sung for us here by Louise Morrissey. And I think this is one of the best versions of the song there is. And there is, as I said earlier, there is such a place as Bally James Duff. Here's Louise.
Baby!
And now for another of those lovely immigration songs. This is the story of the young girl. Now, we've had this on the program before, but I'm not sure whether we've had this version of it. This is the story of the widow's daughter, Noreen. And she was gorgeous looking, absolutely wonderful. Men adored her, but she wanted to go away. She wanted to go abroad, and she left. She emigrated to America. And the mother was brokenhearted because she was left at home in Ireland on her own. And then, some years later, a knock came to the door, and there, standing at the door, was a beautiful lady dressed in lovely clothing, looking very well off, but also looking very ill. It was Noreen. Here, Philip English and Noreen Bourne.
There's a spot in old Tyrconnell. There's a wee house in the glen where lived an Irish colleen who charmed the hearts of men. She was handsome, hale and hearty, shy and graceful as the fawn. Neighbors loved that widow's daughter, happy, laughing Noreen Bourne. Till one day there came a letter with her passage paid to go to the land where the Missouri and the Mississippi flows. So she said farewell to Aaron.
Calling, it's long
Now, I'm going to make a statement here that's going to probably upset or annoy one or two listeners. That's not the best version of that song I've heard. That was Philip English and Noreen Bourne. In the next couple of weeks, we'd play a nice, gentler version of the song. But nevertheless, it tells the story. And speaking of things gentle, here's a lovely gentle piece from two of the greatest musicians ever to come out of Ireland, James Galway playing flute and Phil Coulter on piano. This piece is entitled Home Away From Home.
I often heard them say, It was lovely sighing harbor at the sight of Bledsoe Bay. And now that I have come once more to dear old Erith's shore, to view ancestral homesteads in the parish of Kilmore, to see myself the place they left upon that summer's day, and lovely sighing harbor at the sight of Bledsoe Bay. I landed down I met people grand. I told them what had brought me back to dear old Ireland. They showed me where my people lived before they went away, near lovely Sawin Harbor at the sight of Bledsoe. I stood enchanted by the scenes that soon did reach my eyes. This lovely land my people left when they were forced to fly. The fields so green, the skies so blue upon that summer's day. And lovely Sawin Harbor at the sight of Bledsoe Bay. I'm going back to Boston town, but not there to abide. And I'll take home my family across the ocean wide. I'll spend when I come back to stay near lovely Sawin Harbor at the sight of Bledsoe Bay. Near lovely Sawin Harbor at the sight of Bledsoe Bay.
That was Teresa Rogers telling us all about the beauties of Bledsoe Bay. That's over on the west coast of Ireland in County Mayo. And we've already had a song about County Mayo, have we not, on the programme this week? Bledsoe Bay from Teresa Rogers. Now here we have the High Kings. Regular listeners will know that I'm a great fan of the High Kings. They are a sort of a male version of Celtic Woman, if you see what I'm trying to say. And they also tour the world and fill venues from Australia, America, Canada, as we said, with Celtic Woman. Now, they're telling us a story. You see, this young man used to work in Belfast, and he got, well, taken in, for want of a better word, by a young madam, and she had a black velvet band. Well, he started in Belfast, but I think he finishes up in Van Diemen's Land for being accused of stealing a watch. Here are the High Kings.
In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound. Oh, many an hour sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. But a sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, oh, meaning not long for to stay. When who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come a-traipsin' along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan's, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Stroll with this pretty fair maid and a gentleman passing us by. Oh, I knew that she meant the undoing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket and slipped it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, bad cess to the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band.
7 long years penal servitude spent down in Van Diemen's land, far away from my friends and relations,
betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I called her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet.
You know, friends, that's the best version of that song there is. There are many versions of it, but the Black Velvet Band from the High Kings. And now we're finishing with a young lady who is an amazing accordion player. I speak, of course, of Sharon Shannon. And she is flying here. It's part of a live recording, and this is really getting your feet tapping to finish off with. And she's telling us all about Gaffo's Ball. Now, applause, please, for Miss Shannon.
Thank you.
I should think so too. There you are, Sharon Shannon and Gaffo's Ball. Well, friends, I hope you've enjoyed Sounds Irish for this week. Hope you've enjoyed it half as much as I have, because I had a Gaffo's Ball putting this together. Absolutely wonderful. Friends, don't forget, if you want to drop me an email, everton274@sky.com, and put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, I do hope all is well in your world. But if it's not, my good friends, I will pray that you will be given the strength to cope, and I'm sure you will. Remember, you're not alone. And as I say on Sounds Irish every week, make me a little promise. If you say one for me before you close your eyes tonight, I'll say one for you. This is Joe Bollett saying, I hope you've enjoyed the programme, particularly if you're joining me for the very first time. May good God bless you and yours. Take good care of yourselves and of one another. And until we're together next week, Joe Bollett saying, God bless, travel safely, sláinte, bye.